What's your view of swearing on the Bible? This is something that came up this week. The Law Reform Institute said it's time to swear off the Bible. It's just one of the issues that's been, I suppose, canvassed in a way in a national poll last month. The poll showed that nearly 8 in 10 Australians don't want religion dictating social policy. They probably don't want to swear on the Bible. So why is this happening? We're joined now by someone who knows a lot about it, Brian Morris. He's the director of Plain Reason. He's the author of Sacred to Secular, and he's been on the morning program with me talking about some of these topics. But Brian Morris, interesting result when you get almost 80% of Australians saying they don't want religion as being part of what? The government process. Is that what they're saying? What are they actually saying?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, good afternoon, Ian. Good to be here again. Well, look, I think it's a staggering figure, almost 8 in 10. Poll done by Ipsos, national poll, huge sample. We've had a lot of issues over recent years that have brought the whole question of religion into people's minds. I mean, we've had the Royal Commission into child sexual abuse.
Well, I mean, yesterday on the news, we heard that they're investigating what is a paedophile ring in 3 states, which was being operated within the Anglican Church. And I know some people have said, well, if that was a bikie gang, you know, called the Comancheros or something, and they were operating in 3 states and they were shipping children around and sexually abusing them, they'd probably be an outlawed group, wouldn't they?
I mean, well, you're absolutely right. Of course they would. Of course they would. And it's not decrying all religion, charities and what have you.
Well, I mean, we should, in fairness, obviously say that there are groups, I mean, obviously, Anglicare, they've got wonderful workers doing wonderful work. But so you can't say a few bad eggs should ruin the whole cake.
And I'm not saying that, Ian, and you've never heard me say that. But what we are saying is when it comes to, and this is what the poll was about, I mean, it split into 2 parts. And the first part was, what do they think about religion being part of the whole political process, the business of government? And this is where we get the 18-10 saying, well, no, they don't want to. The burning social question at the moment is same-sex marriage. And I think people have got clear in their minds when Tony Abbott was still Prime Minister, he called a joint party room meeting on the question of shall we have a conscience vote on this and do what Ireland and the United States of America did only a short while ago, which was for their governments to actually declare same-sex marriage to be legal. We couldn't take that step, and so they called this joint party room meeting and voted the idea of a conscience vote down by almost 2/3, 66%. Well, I think that really shows to a lot of people that the government really didn't have the courage to do what Ireland and US did. And we know that the federal government is very heavily stacked with people who do wear their Christianity on a sleeve. And I think this has helped a lot in terms of people saying, look, people can believe what they like, but we shouldn't really have this involved in federal politics or state politics. States are exactly the same.
Now, one of the examples that's been highlighted by your group, Plain Reason, is the example of the federal government putting $20 million funding into the Pope's World Youth Day in Sydney. You're saying that that's also the sort of thing you wouldn't like to see, and that when, and would you say that the majority of Australians wouldn't want to see funding going into that?
But what, that's true.
But
that's...
we fund a lot of big events, major events. I mean, what's the difference between funding Papal Youth Day or funding the Tour Down Under?
Okay, well, this comes into the second question. If people felt that personal religious faith and politics should be separated, would they like to see that enshrined properly and more clearly in the Constitution? I don't know whether you know this, but Section 116 of the Constitution is the only section in the Constitution that talks about religion. But it's not really totally clear that we are a secular state. If people go to our website, www.plainreason.info, they'll see this media release here, and we've got a link in that to a wonderful article that appeared first in the Sydney Morning Herald by a Dr. Helen Irvine, which goes back to all the early research when the framers of the Constitution were putting the whole thing together prior to its proclamation in 1901. They made it absolutely clear that they wanted Australia to be a secular country.
Okay, well, in that sense, one of our listeners says, well, which religion, which church is running the debate or social policy in Australia? I mean...
It's well, the Christian churches. I mean, we've only got to look at all the media coverage over the last 6 to 8 months at the end of last year, where we had Anglican and Catholic bishops saying basically the sky is going to fall in if the government legalizes same-sex marriage. That didn't happen in all the other Western countries where same-sex marriage has been legalized.
And okay, what other issues are there, though? I mean, there's euthanasia, which is another one that you highlight there. But the church has a right, doesn't it, to be involved in public debate? There's nothing you can do about that. So where is the separation? I mean, I assume we're separate as it is.
Well, no. I mean, this is the point. And this really comes back to a discussion we were having at the end of last year. Look, if politicians really want to, whether it's state or federal, you know, have some sort of Christian crusade or very strong Christian views about this raft of social issues, bear in mind there's particularly one, you know, Christian group that's trying to get abortion back on the agenda. But on these issues like same-sex marriage and voluntary euthanasia, look, if they really want to go to Parliament on some sort of crusade, then they should really be honest and open with the electorate at the time of elections to say this is really what they want to do.
Okay, if you've got some thoughts on this, give us a call on 1-300-222-891 or send us a text on 0467-922-891. The beginning of Parliament with prayers, is that still part of the process that happens in federal Parliament?
Well, it is, and we've only got to look at the opening of federal Parliament Monday, the church service. Look, it really comes down to exactly the same sort of thing that the South Australian Law Reform Institute is saying about swearing on the Bible for, you know, for oaths in court. I mean, they're basically saying God really has no place in the court of law. In the same way, religion shouldn't really be having a predominant place in federal parliament or state parliaments, using exactly the same rationale.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for your time, Brian Morris. Look, just we're getting some calls on the line now. Martin wants to have his say. Hello, Martin. You've got some thoughts?
Well, yes, look, as a young man, I lived opposite a congregational church. I attended it. I attended Sunday school. I was a Sunday school teacher later in my life in a church youth club. But now I think they rate alongside with bikie gangs. And when you've got the government who ignores the Separations of Powers Act and appoints Monsignor Guineo Capo to an actual position in the government looking after, say, children, I think we've reached a point where, you know, these bikies with wings, they need to be outlawed. And that's just one religion. In my religion, there's a lot of them. And I think most people today believe that religion actually corrupts modern values and ethics.
All right. Thank you, Martin. Thanks for your thoughts. Mary of Findon. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Yes, Mary. You've got some thoughts?
Yes. Are you going to also ask atheists to stop having a say?
Well,
great,
Brian.
Good question. Excellent question. If the churches and all their PR companies that swamp the media, if they were to stay out of the public space, then let me tell you, we would be quite happy to withdraw as well. But while they're there championing the whole, like your previous call about bikie gangs and the Catholic or Anglican Church, if they just pull out and stop trying to proselytise constantly, then we would be quite happy to pull out as well.
Okay, Jan of Nan.
Good afternoon. Your guest, I can't remember his name.
Brian Morris from Plain Reason.
Brian, yeah. a question to you. Do you believe in God?
Well, short answer, no, I don't. There's sufficient material and circumstantial evidence to say that that doesn't stand up.
America is proud to be called a Christian country, and they have many faiths, including Muslims. Why are you afraid to have God? We were once a Christian country, and for those of us that are still Christian, there is a comfort in hearing the Lord's Prayer at the start of Parliament. Just because the majority may no longer be Christian, why do we have to change what we believe in because the mass dictate it?
You don't have to give up your religion, let me tell you that.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm a Christian, but I no longer go to church because I don't have a very good opinion of churches per se. But I am a Bible reader and I'm a prayer and a do-gooder. But
Jan, I think the question that's being raised by both the Law Reform Institute and also has been highlighted by this poll is that people think you can go to church or you can read the Bible in your own home, but it's not got a place in the process of the legal system or in the process of government.
Exactly.
So that's the position. Well, so what will happen with this information? I mean, we're seeing more and more of this coming about. The Law Reform Institute has recommended removing references to God made by witnesses when they go to court.
Sure.
You're calling for the original intention of the Australian Constitution to be a secular nation to be reinforced.
Yes.
So what will happen next? Are you hoping that, say, now that there's a change of leadership in Canberra, that this will change?
It probably won't happen under Malcolm Turnbull, Ian, but eventually it will happen, because poll after poll shows that Australia now is overwhelmingly non-Christian. I mean, the population itself is more and more secular. The numbers just increase year by year. And this is why we have the South Australian Law Reform Institute catching the mood of the country.
So you'll swear to tell the truth, but you'll just do that as an affirmation.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Anne of Stirling. Anne?
Yes, hello. I was just calling in response to something your last caller said, that said America was a Christian country. It is actually secular. It's not in the Constitution. It's a Christian country. It is secular.
That's true.
It's true, is it? Yeah. Okay.
In fact, their constitution is more secular than ours.
Yeah, they used to have, I think, on one of their banknotes, "In God We Trust," didn't they?
It's still on there, I think.
Is it? Okay. But a secular nation. Well, thank you very much for highlighting that, Anne. Thank you, indeed. Now, Brian, look, just before you go, you were just mentioning when that Cold Chisel song was on there that you have a very interesting story to tell about Cold Chisel.
At that stage, I was a project officer with the Community Youth Support Scheme up in Grafton. I'm talking now probably about 30 years ago. We knew that Cold Chisel was coming to town to play that night at the local RSL. I got on to the manager of Cold Chisel and said, would the boys like to come round and meet some of the unemployed youth around at this place that we had where they came and hung out and did all sorts of craft work and what have you. So the boys came round, and we had a group for a warm-up band just for the kids. Happened to be the same sort of lineup as Cold Chisel, two guitars, keyboard.
Yeah.
So the boys came in, took one look at this band's equipment, went over there, spent 2 minutes tuning up, turned round and just blew the room away with three fantastic tunes.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because some people are suggesting that Working Class Man should be the Australian national anthem. Maybe we should actually think about Working Class Man as the national anthem of Australia.
Well, we could do worse.
We used to have God Save the Queen, didn't we? So, I mean, are we moving slowly towards a secular society where we'll sing a song like that?
Well, as I say, we are moving gradually more and more towards that, Ian, so who knows where it'll go.